Here's the bit which I'm really looking forward to, though, because I'm sure I've seen this manifest in my breakfast cereal. Dave, put us out of our misery. Tell us about this week's kitchen science.
OK, so for kitchen science, what we need here is a glass of water, if you want to take that, Diana.
OK, what do I do with this?
OK, then just put the ping pong ball in it and see what happens.
Right, so ping pong ball's going in the middle, and it's gone to the edge.
Try and keep it in the middle.
OK. Ah!
It's still going there for a bit.
I'm winning. It's moving to the edge.
It's still going
failed.
To the edge. Every time it goes to the edge.
OK. Why,
it goes.
Why will it not stay in the middle? Why is it moving to the edge?
OK, I was talking about surface tension before. Water molecules all attracted to each other. And if you look at the side, and therefore they're all attracted to each other and they stick to the both the glass and the ball. And if you look at the edge, you can see that it's sticking to it because the water rises up the edge slightly.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bow there.
A bit of a meniscus.
Yeah.
So at the moment, if it's in the centre, if it was in the middle of a perfectly flat piece of water, that's potentially pulling in all directions at about 45 degrees downwards and it wouldn't move. But as soon as you get close to the side, if you look at what happens to that meniscus, the meniscus on the side closest to the edge, the two meniscus join and actually gets more horizontal. So the surface tension on the edge side is pulling horizontally, but the surface tension on the middle side is pulling at 45 degrees. They both pull at the same force, so the one which is horizontal wins.
So it's more effective.
So it pulls it towards the edge. Now, the trick to get it to stay in the middle is if we fill up the glass right to the top, so it's overlapping. So it's slightly
dangerous. You're going to get water all over my questions.
It's not good in a studio full of expensive equipment. So now I'm filling this up, so it's actually over the top.
Okay, yeah.
And so there's actually a meniscus, which instead of now going up at the edge, it's going down at the edge.
David's created the glass with liquid in it, equivalent to something you'll never see in a pub, which is a glass that's actually full.
Overfull.
Yeah, it's over the top.
The water's actually bulging
the water,
over the top of the glass.
So if I push that to the edge now, it actually bounces
off. Oh, wow, it does the opposite.
Oh, cool.
Because now when the meniscus reaches the edge, instead of going horizontal, it actually goes more vertical. So now you've got a meniscus on the edge which is just pulling down and not outwards, and then on the other side it's pulling at 45 degrees. So now the 45 degrees one wins and it pulls it into the centre.
You can see this manifest in your Rice Krispies, can't you? When you put cereal in milk in a cereal bowl, you see them all going around the edge of the bowl, don't you?
Yeah, and also they'll tend to clump together if they're sitting on the surface. And also bubbles do the same thing. Bubbles, there's the reason why bubbles are attracted to each other and will stick to the edge of a glass or whatever.
And the real world science here, how do we see this manifest in nature? Or,
well,
you know, what's the application?
In your cereal bowl all over the place.
It's why when you get out of the bath, you're covered in bubbles then. Is that why? Because they all sort of migrate towards you as you're sitting there.
Ah, there you go. What a fantastic explanation. Thank you, Dave. And there's pictures of that on our website, actually. A really nice bit of video at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience if you want to check it out.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.